In Duckpool Town lives Edith Mudd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramps so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pile a Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in Duckpool.
Oof.
My football team, Duckpool Ladies, won the cup last week, but the celebrations didn't go to plan. It all started when we were in the garden shed and Gramps was reading the newspaper.
Gaw, Edith, I don't believe it.
What, Gramps?
This. Look, Edith, it says here, it says, Duckpool Ladies football team has won the cup.
I know that. I'm their greatest fan. I was there when they beat Bigley Rovers. They play in blue and white. I even knitted a blue and white scarf for Pilar the dog.
I looked a real prawn. I don't even support Duckpool Ladies football team.
Yes, yes. What I'm saying is they're going to have a parade through Duckpool.
Wonderful! I'll be there cheering. When is it, Gramps?
They will drive in an open-top bus from the football ground to the town hall where the mayor will give them tea and biscuits.
Wouldn't mind a biscuit myself. Oh, custard cream would be nice. Oh, digestive. Oh, Garibaldi.
The football ground to the town hall? Then they'll drive past the bottom of our garden. When?
It says here, Edith, Thursday at 5 o'clock.
But today's Thursday.
They expect dozens of people to pack the streets. There will be an extra police dog to control the crowds.
I bet he gets a biscuit.
Gramps, we've got to join in the celebrations. Pilar can wear his blue and white scarf.
No chance. I chewed it.
Oh, no! He's chewed it!
I told you I don't support Duckpool Ladies.
We need to do something special and do it fast.
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and when? We'll sort it out.
It's the Muds who save the day.
Just in time, Arthur Worm wriggled out from a pile of compost.
Can I make a suggestion? When I was in the Worm Scouts, we had parades on special days. On Worm Scout parades, we always ran up a flag.
I've run up the stairs, but I've never run up a flag.
I mean, we raised a flag on top of the flagpole. Edith, you have a flagpole at the bottom of your garden.
But what a shame we don't have a blue and white duckpool flag.
No. However, may I point out, Edith, you have a washing basket on the lawn with a blue sheet and a white tablecloth. I'm sure you could make a flag from those.
Arthur, you're brilliant.
I know.
We've got a plan.
Let's take it away.
It's a brilliant plan.
And we'll save the day.
Again!
I raided the washing basket.
Hey, watch out, Edith. Don't drop my underpants on the grass.
And I started making a flag with sticky tape and glue.
Anything I can do?
We can be a band and play a tune as the parade goes by. Gramps, you can write a song for us to sing. You're great at writing songs.
Ah, but I don't have a tune.
Make one up.
And I haven't got my guitar.
Place a sheet of paper over a comb and play that.
Hey, right. Where's my comb? I'll wrap this paper around it and... I think it's out of tune. Oh, that's better.
By 2 minutes to 5, we had a flag. Gramps put it in the washing basket and carried it down to the flagpole at the bottom of the garden. Arthur Worm fastened the flag to the pole. Then we took up our position at the fence, just in time to see the bus turn the corner of the street. Gramps was playing the paper and comb, and Arthur and I were singing along.
Tuck a bone to the girls in the blue
and the white,
for we know to win the copyrightifier.
Like a light.
Walk a moon with a big silver cup.
Shiny bright.
See how it glitters in the light.
And at night.
We are proud, oh so proud of the team.
Really cool.
And we know you are the best in town.
Duck Paul.
Raise the cup to the fans who adore.
Just you.
Let's raise a flag to all the girls in white and blue.
Raise the flag, Arthur. Arthur wiggled back to the pole and pulled the rope. Our flag sailed into the air. Even Pilar had come out to watch.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
The flag began to rise. The crowd began to wave and cheer. The players began to cheer and wave back. As the blue and white flag reached the top of the pole, the wind caught it and stretched it out. Players gasped. The crowd gasped. Gramps gasped. Pila gasped.
Gasp.
And Sally Straw, the team captain, fainted. The bus stopped right next to the flagpole. All the players stared at the flag and started to laugh.
Oh, no.
Arthur, why did Sally faint? And why is everyone laughing?
Look at the flagpole, Edith.
I looked up and flying from the top of the flagpole.
It's a pair of my blue and white underpants. Get them down. They're my lucky underpants.
Not lucky today.
Next morning, Gramps was reading his newspaper.
Look at this. Just look. My pants, front page of the local paper. It's so embarrassing. I'll never hold my head up in Duckpool again.
Calm down, Gramps. Everything's fine. Sally Straw thought it was very funny and she sent me a signed football.
But how did my underpants get on the flagpole? Arthur Worm must have tied them to the rope instead of the flag.
I definitely fastened the blue and white flag you made to the rope.
So how did Gramps' underpants get up there?
I think someone switched the underpants for the flag when we were singing our victory song.
But who?
Maybe a supporter of Bigley Rovers, the team our Duckpool women beat in the cup final.
I didn't see anyone in the garden. There was only us and Pilar Dog. Pilar, do you know anything about the underpants?
Me? Oh, I'm a dog, so I do support... The Rovers.
Pilar!
You've heard a tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out, we knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in the